Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Test 1-2, test 1-2. Go ahead, test.
1-2 test, 1-2 test.
Why the fuck am I third?
Oh my god. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode.
Am I in the right place?
Oh my god!
My bad. Am I close enough?
Go ahead, start the show.
Hey everybody, welcome.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with, as always, this fucking asshole Josh Reese. Okay, turn your mic back on.
I'm not an asshole.
You're not an asshole?
Why do you think that? I'll tell you one thing. I really, really have enjoyed listening to Ariana's Side to Side recently. That is an amazing song.
That's some song?
Yeah. Have you ever heard it?
No.
No? Eric's heard it. Oh, spoiler alert, Eric's here.
You even ruined the surprise. You really suck. This is why you get so much shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what
that song's about, right?
No.
Her just getting fucked so hard she can't walk right.
Really?
It really
Seriously?
Is.
Yeah.
She's like, I've been here all day, I've been here all night, now walking you got me side walking to side, side to side. Like this, like, oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Wow, okay. I didn't know the meaning behind that, but yeah, I spent like the whole second half of the Rockets game last night listening to that song, rather than watching the game.
I think she's the hottest, like, chick in entertainment right now.
Yeah.
No,
she's super hot.
She's great.
Her and Margot Robbie, those are my two faves.
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj is on that song, so it kind of ruins it at the end. But Ariana Grande, yeah, she's legit.
Legit taking it in the ass, apparently. Yeah. Well, anyways, surprise, Eric Hamilton has joined us.
Yeah.
For this is your first ever NXT recap, right?
Yes.
Nice. You might know Eric from the Raw and SmackDown recaps.
You might.
From the main roster?
Tell everyone something about yourself.
Oh, well, you know, normally I do Raw and SmackDown recaps and pay-per-view recaps.
Yeah.
But true to my word on Wednesday's podcast, I did go get my tattoo last night.
Yes. It looks wonderful.
Thank you. If you follow my Instagram or Twitter, I posted pictures on.
Hey, it's not time for plugs.
Wait.
Jesus.
You got a tattoo? Where?
Well, I got this one touched up.
Oh, I thought he was going to like pull down his pants or something like that.
Look at his leg.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Why don't you follow him on Instagram, Josh?
Why is he upside down?
Because
he's hanging. He's Spider-Man.
Okay. Well, Spider-Man can crawl up walls too, asshole.
Well, I didn't want him like crawling up my leg to my ass.
Okay. Well, now it just looks like he's shitting down your leg.
I didn't want him coming for my ass.
But those are pretty cool. Almost like a kid spider? Well, no, that's a man. Is that Venom?
Spider Baby.
That's Secret Wars number 8. Mm-hmm. Like when he gets the black costume, the cover.
And that one's when Spider-Man becomes a baby.
Right. No, it's
because it doesn't look like a man.
It's an artist named Scotty Young. He does variants of like kind of like baby covers.
Oh, okay.
And like I collect a lot of them. So.
A baby, baby Spider-Man. It's a baby. It's a baby. Bye-bye.
Josh, do your baby voice.
I don't do a baby voice.
Well, lose
I'm
your
a
voice.
Full, I'm a full grown man.
If you lose your voice,
I'm 40. I'm a man. God damn it.
Yeah.
30. Well, 32.
I'm almost 30. A full grown man.
Almost. What?
Wow.
What?
Are your pubes still longer than your penis?
No, I manscaped.
Oh, okay. That's good. Anyways.
Getting the whacking going on down there.
So we have an NXT recap to do, I believe. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm confused because Eric's here. I don't know what the fuck he's doing here. So, I mean, NXT.
You want him to leave?
Yeah, go ahead and leave
her.
No, right. No. I'm just saying.
That's what I came here for anyway, just this opening segment.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm pulling a Brock Lesnar.
That's right. Show up for the first 5 minutes, and then I'm Audi 5000.
Yeah, so we'll tease exactly. You the rest of the podcast afterwards?
Yeah.
You're already on the flight home. Seriously, like Lesnar got home before Raw was over.
Yeah.
Like, he was in his house. And he got to watch the end of Raw. It was cool.
I wonder how it's going to end tonight.
Vince was probably his flight attendant.
Right. Let me help you out of here, Brock. Here's your $1 million for the 5 minutes you were on TV.
Right.
Oh, geez. So, yeah, NXT, 2 episodes left. Well, one after this. But, you know, this is the second to last episode before NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
So you really have to build to TakeOver.
Yes.
And so first off, we have Nikki Cross defeating some jobber named Kennedy Lewis. And yes, that's a female named Kennedy Lewis.
Now, how do you spell Kennedy? I'm just curious. Because I have the official spelling here. Okay. I guarantee you you're going to be wrong.
Well, how do they spell it?
K-E-N-N-A-D-I.
What? No, that's wrong.
You mean Mortan Amy Schumer?
Oh, so that's the female spelling of Kennedy?
Yeah. Yes, apparently.
Jesus. They have such, like, some of these women wrestlers have such stupid names. Like, there's one wrestler that was on NXT, and her name was Kimber Lee.
Yes.
And it was Kimber, and then her last name is Lee.
Jesus.
You know, it's like Justin Credible. It's just bad, stupid shit like
last
that.
Last I heard, he was a waiter at Olive Garden.
No.
For real?
No, he wasn't.
I'm gonna look this up.
That would be sad.
It would
I thought he was still doing like some indie shows. Like when he was in that Scott Hall video and he was doing indie shows.
Yeah, I'm sure he still does indie shows, but I'm sure he's not like
that's true. He doesn't
world
need a full,
renowned.
He doesn't need a full-time job, yeah, I would imagine.
Exactly.
It's kind of like us. We do this, but we also have a full-time job.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So Nikki Cross gets the win with her spinning neck breaker. So I'm convinced that she's going to beat Asuka.
How long and terrible was that entrance for Sanity? Is that every week?
Every time.
Oh my God.
It's not like The Undertaker where he's like earned that long entrance.
Yeah.
You know, like,
no,
it takes way too long.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you heard Corey Graves during the show, during this match, when he was trying to pump up the Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't even know if Nikki Cross understands what a women's championship is.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
She's just here for mayhem.
What? So, yes, they're really trying to sell that mayhem angle.
Yeah.
The only thing Nikki knows is meth. Meth and murder.
Does she think that she could sell that for meth?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Probably.
What the hell?
I was like, okay. Okay.
I'm
sure. Some
money for these.
That doesn't make any sense.
I thought that was entertaining. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Corey Graves. You know,
God, Graves and Phillips are just the worst commentators.
Yeah. And Corey Graves is on 3 shows now.
I know.
Yeah.
NXT, Raw, and 205 Live.
Oh.
It's awful.
And Todd Phillips.
Tom.
Yeah. Now I know Tom.
Mr. Robot.
It's okay.
Mr. Todd, Robot. Now I get it.
Whatever his name is.
Welcome back to NXT.
Oh, what a maneuver.
Yeah.
Oh, and you've just barely got indoctrinated into Percy Watkins.
Well, he doesn't even talk during the whole fucking show, so it's like he might as well not be there. It's like Byron, it's like Tom Phillips on SmackDown. Like, you don't even hear him.
He
know?
Has random run-ins every once in a while.
Percy Watson is the third commentator on NXT.
I didn't even hear
you
him.
You didn't even, yeah, exactly.
He was like in the first season of NXT, right? He wore the red glasses.
Yes. And he's like, oh yeah, yeah. Like, it's the weirdest gimmick. And now he's a commentator on NXT, and they're always like, hey, Percy, what do you think of Nikki Cross? And he's like, yeah,
that
she's
bitch
good.
Crazy.
And then they'll be like, oh, there's a great match, don't you think, Percy? Yeah. And that's all he'll say.
He's like, Twitter, hold on.
Right. It's really bad. So
they're paying him by the word, and they're not paying him much, so he has to make it
right.
Stretch.
Well, he doesn't, though. I would keep talking if he's getting paid by the word. Jeez, I don't know if he...
Well, no, he only has a 5-word minimum.
Maximum, yeah. So next up, we have a interview with No Way Jose, and I have a clip here.
Oh, 1 second. Before we move on to that, the WWE, you know, because I print out the WWE stuff. So they summarized that match between Nikki Cross and Kennedy Lewis or whatever. At the end,
Kennedy Lewis.
That's how, come on, read that. How do you read that, Eric?
Kennedy.
That's Kennedy? That looks like Kennedy. That's maybe candy, like right?
You said candy.
Doesn't that look like candy?
Kennedy. No, it's just a stupid spelling of the fucking name. That's
for whatever. But anyways,
it's like when people are like, "My name's Amy, A-M-Y-I-E-E."
Yeah.
Oh, question Lord. Mark. Yes. Pound sign.
Hi, Carolyn. It's Caroline.
Oh, fuck you.
I have a coworker. When I first met her, I was like, "Oh, hi, Sherry." And she's like, "It's Cherie." I'm like, "Oh, well, my name's Andrew. So fuck you."
So anyways, so they summarize this. At the end, they say, the rabid competitor was on top of her game, unleashing a crazed attack that ended her with hitting a spinning neckbreaker for the win. So she was on the top of her? This was the top of
this
her game?
This is her on this the top of her game.
Beating a jobber?
Hey, she won in like 30 seconds, so yeah, I think so. Right. She's pretty awesome.
She'll definitely win.
She's definitely not going to beat Asuka in San Antonio. So, yeah, next up, we have an interview with Noe Jose, and I have a clip.
No!
This guy is like the love child of Adam Rose and Carlito.
Seriously.
Yeah, Jesus.
All right, I can't listen to this, so I'm going to go out and get a chair. So, while you're doing this, I'm leaving.
Okay. This is why Josh loves Noe Jose so much. I listen to your Total Divas rant and Ryback Love and Nia Jax shit, and he gets to walk away for this Noe.
You should wait till he comes back.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I will wait. Yeah. Let's pretend like I played it. You got lucky. It just ended.
Thank Jesus.
No, just kidding. We waited for you to come back.
No.
I have to listen to your Ryback love, your Nia Jax love, your Total Divas love. You're going to listen to this 20-second clip of Noe Jose.
Damn it.
Noe Jose, after your breakout year, how do you plan on keeping that momentum going in 2017?
Oh, that's easy. 2017, I'm going to have a lot of fun when I'm outside the ring with my friends. Fiesta! When I'm inside the ring with my opponents. New year, same me, 100%, no way, Jose.
All right, that's it. I didn't.
Fiesta! Fuck you, No Way Jose. You've ruined fiestas. I can't even go to a fiesta now down here.
Hey, we're having a fiesta.
No, invite me, Eric, to your fiestas.
That'd be funny, like, if he visits Houston and he goes to the Fiesta grocery store.
Oh,
here! Fiesta!
And then he goes, this is nothing like a fiesta.
No. So up walks the guy who looks like The Rock if The Rock was 100% Samoan. What's his name? Do we know? I forgot.
Noah Vonleh?
That's not right.
I think it's Noah Vonleh.
So he's mad because Jose didn't save him from sanity. Back in November.
Well, remember, they'd only had a few live shows.
Come on. We're going back to like a Yeah, man, you didn't save me 2 months ago.
Well, that's the last time he was on the show.
That's
true. He's been in the hospital since.
Yes, he
has. Got back.
So Jose is then like, hey, man, it's all good. You want to have a fiesta or you want to have a fight? So,
that was incredibly racist.
It's not racist.
It was incredibly accurate.
It was accurate, yeah. So he challenges him to the match, and then The Rock walks away smiling.
Now, when you say The Rock, you mean Rocky Maivia?
No, he is Rocky Maivia. That's what I'm saying. He looks just like Rocky Maivia.
That hair, though.
Yeah, exactly. And
they didn't say that was going to be a takeover match, did they?
No.
Oh, thank Jesus.
Like
okay.
Week.
Yeah. I was about to say, we automatically know the match that we are skipping, and we will not recap.
Yeah. Oh, there's a match I'm skipping for sure. We'll get to that later. But next up, we have an interview with The Revival and that new hot chick reporter asked them, you know.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I thought we were doing best dressed, and she was my best dressed.
We are doing best dressed.
Okay, spoiler alert.
She was mine last week. Now, she was wearing the same thing as last week, so clearly they taped these two back to back, and she forgot to change.
Because
when Alex Del Barrio, who was Alex Reyes on NXT, he says that, like, in between interviews, you have to change, but I guess she didn't change for it, or maybe they thought originally this was going to be on the same episode.
Maybe she just changed panties.
That was it. Yeah. Good one.
She put the used ones in a vending machine in Japan.
So she asked The Revival, where do you go from here after losing? And they say that they should be in the title match at San Antonio. And then they get interrupted by TM61, who again proves that they suck when it comes to promos. They go back and forth, and then The Revival says that they'll cripple them later tonight.
And then TM61 says, let's put another shrimp on the Bobby.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was awful.
Because they're Australian.
But, I mean, you would be down for a Fatal 4-Way for a tag team match, right?
A Fatal Four.
Between these four? Because you don't want to see the Authors of Pain, right?
But they're, look, you have to accept the fact that the Authors of Pain
are
winning the titles at TakeOver San Antonio.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, that's... If they don't win it there, they're winning it at the next one. I mean, again, that's happening. You have to come to terms with it already.
And another... I'll ask this when we get to their match later.
Okay. So next up, we have Roderick Strong versus Steve Cutler.
And it looks nothing like his promo picture.
Steve Cutler?
Lash LaRue sideburns.
He had that when he first debuted, I think I remember. Right? Because we remember seeing him before. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Because, you know...
What the fuck was that?
Eric's playing video games.
No, it was that Power Rangers trailer I'd pulled up.
Oh, okay.
It's super interesting. It's decently Power interesting.
Rangers. I'm more interested in the video game. Yeah, the video game looks badass. Yeah. The movie looks not so badass. It looks like Transformers, basically.
Well, if I guess Transformers and Power Rangers had sex with each other, that would be the baby they would create.
They should. They should make a crossover movie where the robots fuck. So Steve Cutler, by the way, he's this big, huge guy that I think they said he was in the military, right?
Ex-Marine. Yeah, don't shit on him, Andrew.
So he served our country. Marine 6, I think. No. But
Thank you for your service, Steve.
He always loses, despite them, marketing him as some badass. But he always loses. So
it's because he's still learning. He's a top prospect. Did you not hear them say that he's one of the best prospects?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so is Tino Sabatelli, whoever the fuck that guy is. That's never on the show. So Strong wins with some lame kick, and then after the match, Dasha Fuentes tells him that Cien Almas is coming for him, and Strong says, "I don't really care about that. I want the NXT Championship." Yeah, you may want to rethink that plan, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't think you're getting the NXT Championship anytime soon or ever.
Yeah, it was kind of out of nowhere. I know, I'm not even in contention, but I want that title.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Rich Swann saying, "I want the WWE title." Right. Can you handle it?
Lord, please not. Don't let that happen. Don't speak that and put that out in the universe, sir.
Hey,
Jesus.
I mean, you said it yourself. WWE steals ideas from us, so let's be careful what we say on the mic. Okay?
Yes.
Edit
the shit out of that, Andrew.
So then they confirm that Cien Almas will face Roderick Strong at TakeOver San Antonio. I think that's when I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well,
we know Roderick Strong's going to win.
Do we? I think he'll lose.
Really?
Yeah.
Because didn't that... What's his name?
Cien Almas. Yeah.
Didn't he fight No Way Jose at the last takeover?
Yeah.
He lose pretty quickly?
I thought he won.
I don't remember.
Yeah, right.
But as a heel, he's been winning more often, except for that one loss to Oney Lorcan.
Right, and that was just some house show that they fucking threw on the network.
Yeah, but Orny's that great of a competitor.
Oney. Not Orny.
Orny.
Horny
Logan.
Horny Logan.
He does run to the ring he's very horny.
Are you making fun of my accent?
Yeah, that's exactly. You don't have one.
Fuck you, buddy.
You don't have an accent.
Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, okay. So next up, we have an interview with Ember Moon, and she says after San Antonio... she wants a shot at the NXT Women's Championship. I think we all know that's, I've been saying this for a while that it's going to be Asuka versus Ember Moon at TakeOver Orlando.
Yeah.
Right before WrestleMania. Right.
And is that the first time she's ever talked? I feel
Ember
like that.
Ember Moon?
Yeah.
No, she's talked before.
Has she? I feel like that's the first time I've ever heard her voice.
Remember they had that one a month ago where Ember Moon, Liv Morgan, and then Aaliyah were all talking backstage and it was very awkward and weird.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So. Liv Morgan then walks up and says, "Hey, we should have a friendly match to show everyone that there's more competition in the women's division." And then Ember agrees, but then tells Liv to be prepared. So I guess that's going to be next week for NXT where Liv Morgan loses again.
And you heard her mention that she lost to Asuka in 20 seconds, right?
Yeah, why even? Yeah. They really hate Liv Morgan. And I don't know why, because she's like... besides Asuka and Ember Moon, she's the third best women's wrestler in NXT.
Is she? I didn't really care for
her. Is she, Andrew?
Her little interview, I was like...
Well, I mean in the ring. Oh,
okay. I've got some stuff later that says she's not.
Backstage, no, her promos aren't good. But Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, and Nikki Cross, they all suck in the ring.
Yeah. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with this ranking later.
Okay. So then next up, we have another update on Ty Dillinger's future in NXT. How many times is he going to fake retire?
Well, I kind of thought that this was going to be the point where they were going to debut that title, that second title that we've been cock-teased about for a while.
Well, it's just been a rumor on the internet. It's not like NXT's...
Oh, like the NXT mid-card title?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. But it's just been a rumor on the internet. I think it's still going to come, but I think, like they said, it'll be around WrestleMania time.
Mm.
Okay.
But again, like he did this 2 months ago. He's like, oh, I guess I'm gonna fucking retire. And then
like
someone
he lost the number
that
one
was Samoa Joe.
Match.
Samoa Joe beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, he lost to Samoa Joe, and then he was like, I'm gonna retire. And then Regal was like, hey, you want to be in the number one contender match? And he's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he lost that.
Well, he did win one, and then he lost to Bobby Roode again.
Well, he didn't win.
Well, he won a match to get it to...
Match,
yeah.
And then he lost in the Fatal 4.
He qualified to lose against...
No. Right. I don't think he won because that was against Eric Young, right? And that was where they had some interference or whatever. So he probably didn't even win that match.
No, yeah, he won by DQ.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't technically pin anybody or anything.
This is another guy that's really great and he loses every fucking match.
Yeah, like who would you compare him to like on the main roster?
Ziggler? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because he's now, like super
Ziggler's
over.
Ziggler's more talented, but he's like the Ziggler of NXT. Like he's like,
okay,
you know, a hardworking guy. He's very good, and he loses every fucking match.
And over with the crowd, yeah. I
super
can see that.
Over with the crowd.
Yeah,
he comes out, gets in the ring, and he's like, so where do I go from here? And they're like, Royal Rumble number 10. Royal Rumble. And even I would like to see that. Like that would be cool.
Yeah.
There was one really funny part. Like you know, he's bitching and whining. He's like, am I even still a perfect, and some guy just goes, no!
Aww.
Poor guy. Poor Ty Dillinger.
Yeah. So Dillinger says he's been letting a lot of people down, and he doesn't know if he has it anymore. And then Sanity interrupts him, and Eric Young offers him a spot in their group. And who's the other guy in Sanity? Is it Eric Wolf?
Oh, no. I think no, it's Wolf's it's Alexander Wolf.
Alexander Wolf.
And Eric Young.
Yes. Okay. So Alexander Wolf then brings the jacket from the other guy that they kicked out because he got injured in real life. And he offers it to Ty Dillinger. And then he eventually, like, you know, just throws it out of the ring. He doesn't want the jacket. Eric Young then gets in the ring and tries to convince him to make the perfect choice. And then he says, I'm not asking you. So Ty once again drops the coat and then punches Young, sets up the tiebreaker. But Damo, from out of nowhere, gets in the ring and spears Dillinger.
Is that his version of the RKO?
Yeah, exactly. He comes out of nowhere, even though he's super fat and everyone saw it coming. Damo then hits another big move on Ty, and then Eric Young gives Damo the jacket, and he accepts.
I really, really, really like this segment. I thought it was good. What about y'all?
The segment?
The segment between Dillinger and Young. The back and forth, you know, him thinking he was going to join. I myself was like, I would love to see Dillinger.
But you didn't know he wasn't going to join.
I knew he wasn't, but I wanted it to happen.
The only problem with this segment is we've seen it so many times with the Wyatt family on main roster.
Well, I'm still new, so this is kind of new to me.
This is a poor man's Wyatt family,
let's
be honest.
I mean, every single person that, like, singles wrestler that feuds with the Wyatts, it's like they lose, and like, you should join us. And like, oh, maybe I should. Nope, I'm going to beat you up. Oh, I got gang raped.
Right.
That's basically every...
But they end up joining, though, right? They eventually end up joining.
Daniel Bryan did.
Well, Daniel Bryan did for, what, a week?
Yeah, when they were like, oh, wait, no one likes the WrestleMania main event. We got to put him back in that.
And
picture.
That was just to trap Bray Wyatt in the cell with him.
Yeah.
Or the cage.
And then Randy ended up joining.
Right.
But he's probably going to turn on him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Yeah.
And, I mean, he joined them, but really they won't even push the Wyatt family with Randy Orton in the fucking group.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
So I guess there's no way that Dillinger's going to turn heel and join.
No way!
No! Jose! No! I can see you saying no, but don't add the fucking rest of it, Andrew. Jesus. You know that sets me off. I'm hot-tempered. I'm Latin.
Hot
tempered. Look, we talked about Total Divas for 30 minutes. You kind of deserve this. This is your punishment.
There's nothing wrong with Total Divas.
There's plenty wrong.
They retweeted me the other day. I thought that was great.
They did?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Total Divas did?
Yeah. Or they replied to my tweet. I was like,
oh, okay.
Because
well,
I said what am I going to do when I run out of when I catch up with the
cease and desist,
with the ridiculous. No.
Please unfollow us now. You're scaring the divas.
They told me to make sure to keep on watching SmackDown for all the drama and backstage.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
So it was like out of office reply.
Exactly.
So I next felt up, special.
So next up we have TM61 versus The Revival, and shocker, TM61 wins with a roll up, and then after the match The Revival beat the crap out of TM61.
That was a shocker?
That they won? I thought they'd still be pushing The Revival at least until like they make their main roster
debut. I thought The Revival was going to win.
I just don't know what you do with The Revival now. They're not going to be at TakeOver?
Well, I figured they would keep losing and then they would just... You'd forget about them and then show up
after the Rumble.
But there's no point to lose to TM61. But still, they beat the crap out of them and then they also attack Shane Thorne's knee and he sells it like it's broken, so...
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was. Maybe it's all real, Josh.
The knee breaker.
Uh-huh.
Well, Total Divas is real.
So let's get to the good part. Bobby Roode and Nakamura's contract signing.
Yes. Yeah.
So Roode starts it off first, assuring Regal that there wouldn't be any physicality during the contract signing. And that's... I like a heel that's like that. To me, that's more of a traditional heel. Like a heel that doesn't want to fight. You know, like he's like, I don't want to fight right now. Roode then mentioned that he was at NXT TakeOver Dallas and watched Nakamura's first match. And then he proceeds to make fun of Nakamura. He makes fun of his haircut, his clothes, and the weird thing that he does with his hands. And it's actually all the things that I don't like about Nakamura. But he was very funny. Nakamura then tells Roode, he's like, you look like Shiba Inu, which is some Japanese dog.
Oh.
And then the crowd chants Shiba Inu and Roode freaks out.
Yeah.
Roode at least sells it well that he's like pissed off. Roode then signs the contract and tells Nakamura that when he wins the NXT championship in San Antonio, it will finally be. But then Nakamura puts his hand in his face. And then Nakamura signs the contract and tells Roode, I'm going to kick your head off. And that will be. And then
he, don't you do it.
And then
Roode's don't
like,
you do it.
Don't do it. That's my thing. That's me. And he's like, glorious. And he's like, no.
And then he melted into a puddle.
Yeah. So Roode freaking out was great. Yeah. That was
it
funny.
Was good.
I did really like the thing where Roode was talking about how, like, you know, ever since I've got here, everything has changed. You know, these guys
backstage,
back here, they used to walk around in t-shirts and stupid flip-flops. Yeah. Now they're wearing suits.
Yeah.
And designer shoes. I thought that was good.
He is such a great heel. He really is
amazing. Yeah. But I felt like this was the first time that the crowd was noticeably not on his side.
Because Nakamura was there.
I was actually kind of surprised that they weren't more on his side.
So I'm a little bit worried.
There was a Nakamura Roode chant.
There was.
Like in the middle of it, but...
But, clearly everyone was in love with Nakamura.
Yeah, but I also think he's like Seth Rollins. Like when Seth Rollins was heel, everyone loved to boo him, but they still fucking love the shit out of Seth Rollins.
Hmm. You
know? So,
well, I mean, like AJ.
But if I was there, I'd be cheering Roode and booing Nakamura.
Same here.
Absolutely. You know?
Same here. I just thought it was kind of interesting that it was opposite of what we thought.
Yeah, I mean, Nakamura.
And I do worry for TakeOver because TakeOver is just a lot more NXT fans, and they're just going to be more on Nakamura's side.
Yeah, but that's what it should be, really. You should. The crowd should be cheering the face and booing the heel. Like, as long as that's happening, they're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know?
Hashtag wrestling goals.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, that was the end of NXT. Let's give some quick awards here. Who is your worst dressed?
Go ahead, Josh.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Guess first.
Oh.
Please.
I had Sanity. They look
Sanity.
Like fucking hot garbage.
Hot garbage. Josh?
Ouch, hot garbage, huh?
Yeah, hot garbage.
Worst dressed, I had the female jobber.
Me too!
Whoa! First time.
Kennedy Lewis, or Candy Lewis, as Josh likes to call her.
I like Candy.
Canadian Lewis.
Candy Lewis, yeah. I don't know what the fuck
she's dressed.
Best dressed, I'm going to go ahead and say Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode.
Can't go wrong with Bobby Roode.
I had green dress backstage announcer.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know her name.
Yeah, I had Bobby Roode as well. But yeah, that was mine last week.
Yeah.
It's just she wore the same dress.
Eric's new here. He's not used to Bobby Roode being so fucking glorious.
Oh, no. I trust me.
Didn't think he looked hot?
Stupid slut.
Stupid slut. Yeah. What was the worst moment? It could be a match, too, just because the show's short, you know?
Basically, we sat through 10 minutes of sanity entrances.
That was bad, yeah.
Again, Eric's new here. The worst moment is always No Way Jose. Yeah, he's the Roman Reigns of this podcast.
But it wasn't as long. It was only like a minute or two.
It doesn't matter. Any No Way Jose is always the worst thing ever.
I mean, the sanity. And then machine guns. And yeah. Like, it's like a riot. Yeah.
I'd rather listen to that 24 hours a day than see No Way Jose for 3 seconds.
Yeah, I had No Way Jose as well. Yeah. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Best moment, the contract signing. I mean, just that whole.
I'm going with the Dillinger and Sanity feud. I thought that was good.
Okay.
I thought that was as the young kids would say, lit.
Okay. The fuck are you talking
about? I'm going with Bobby Roode's entrance.
Yes.
All, as the kids say, it was pretty turnt.
No, Eric, it was glorious. Jesus.
And I went with the contract signing as you know, the preteens like to say these days, it was fat.
With a P, though, right?
P-H fat.
Yeah, P. Yeah, make
the
distinction.
I might be 16 years late on that one. But
you might be.
all right, so... Josh, I hear you have some news and rumors, because I certainly don't.
Well, I guess they're not. Well, some of his news,
oh,
and then just some of his
random on his fucking
random
rumors and news,
random facts. So, like WWE.com put a poll up, and they listed the who they asked people to vote for who they want to be eliminated first. All right. And y'all guys know all the entrants that are already announced, right?
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, it's not, we don't know everyone, but yeah.
Well, I think that y'all would be surprised who was voted number one. But I'd like to show some guests. So, like,
well, give us the choices.
Now, was it a real poll or was
a
it
real,
a
real poll
like,
that
WWE
they put up?
WWE rigged it.
No,
well, you
I
know,
think
like,
this is
you know
a real
what
poll.
WWE did like a month ago? They said, who do you want to main event WrestleMania? And AJ Styles like was running away with the poll, so they took it off the website.
Oh, well, this one might get taken off the website. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
So let's see. I'll give you a couple choices, and y'all can pick.
Well, tell us the poll.
Well, always...
The poll is who do you want to be?
Yeah, but there's got to be what, four choices?
No, this is like everyone that's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different choices.
I'm gonna say Reigns.
Well, he's not in it though.
Yeah, Reigns.
Oh,
isn't
that's
in
right.
It.
That's right. Never mind. Eliminated.
Well,
first.
give us the choices.
Okay, I'll read over the quick list. Baron Corbin, Big E, Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar, Cesaro, Chris Jericho, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, Goldberg, Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Sheamus, The Miz, The Undertaker, and Xavier Woods. Who out of that list?
Sheamus?
You're going Sheamus. Who do you got, Eric?
Goldberg?
Wrong. He is close, though. The Lesnar? Number one person they want out eliminated first is Lesnar.
That doesn't make any sense.
Lesnar and then Goldberg.
Let me see.
Actually, Miz is second, then Goldberg.
This was a poll on WWE.com?
Yep.
I guarantee you this is already fucking taken down. When did you pull this?
I pulled this morning.
Wow.
I don't know how long it's been up, but yeah, I couldn't believe that when I saw it.
That's
I was
funny.
Like, wow, they want Goldberg and
Lesnar out of the fucking Rumble. That's pretty funny.
So we all know that Chris Hero is a signing by WWE, and I guess he's coming back pretty soon. William Regal had some thoughts on him, so I figure I'd share some quotes from William Regal.
You mean re-signed with WWE?
Re-signed. Okay. So this was via ESPN. It's a big thing. Chris is an incredibly talented man. I've known him for a long time. He's one of those guys that changes things. He changes perceptions, and he changes styles. And then lastly, he said... now he's gone away and basically reinvented his style. When you get somebody as good as him and taking notice of him, it's no different than Daniel Bryan influenced a generation, and now Chris is doing it. It's great to have him back, and I'm happy for him. So is he comparing him to the next Daniel Bryan?
I guess he is, if you say
that. Is he that great? I don't know much about Chris Hero.
Neither do I, actually.
Yeah.
No?
I know that's who CM Punk said he wanted for the third member of the Shield, but they put Roman Reigns.
But he was a WWE guy before, right?
Yeah.
And you know, he was that memorable that y'all guys don't really remember?
He was in NXT.
Yeah,
oh, he was in NXT.
He was only on NXT.
Oh, he never made it to the main roster.
He went by Cassius Ohno.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if he is half as good as Regal says, I'm guessing y'all guys would be pleasantly surprised.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hey, so where did you find that poll? Was it on the homepage?
Yeah, it was on the homepage.
Okay, so it's down already.
That's funny. That's funny.
I told you. Like, as soon as that's what they did with the Styles one. The new one is.
Yeah, I pulled this.
I want to see Conor McGregor versus, and then John Cena, Big Show, Lesnar, Owens, Reigns, Sheamus, Ambrose, Nakamura, Samoa Joe.
Interesting. So as soon as they saw that Brock Lesnar was winning, they're like, nope, got to take that shit off.
Yeah,
of course.
Why even put him in the fucking mentions then?
I don't know.
I mean,
to look like they're being unbiased, but then by taking the poll down, it shows that you're being totally biased.
Right? I mean, who'd they want to be voted number one?
Like Xavier Woods? Like, not only is the poll down, you can't find the poll's gone.
That's
like
funny.
It's not like you can't vote anymore. The fucking poll's gone.
Well, interesting. The fans
Delete!
Say. No, that's a different gimmick.
Yeah, I know.
The fans say Brock Lesnar should be eliminated first.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first. So we all know about
this. I guess they also want him to be number one then.
Yeah, probably so. So we all know about the rumor.
He eliminates himself.
Is that how Goldberg does it?
That would be awesome.
Hopefully. Sends him on over, and then he trips himself.
There's a good chance Goldberg fucking does do that on accident.
You think they both eliminate each other at the same time?
Sure, who cares?
Why not? And then they brawl outside.
Else you got?
So we all know about Shawn Michaels and his maybe potential return could be rumored at San Antonio, right? Even though it seems highly unlikely because of... It's 2 weeks away. But he had some quotes with ESPN recently, and he said, quote, I'm one of those people who would be okay with fading back into the background a little bit. But he went on to mention that Samoa Joe would be a person that he would want to fight, not AJ Styles and not Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
He said, quote, I look at Samoa Joe, and I've told him a number of times that I see his stuff in NXT, and I think to myself, man, I could have a great deal of fun with you. Hey, I have sort of enjoyed in one of those sleeper guys that no one talks about.
Mm.
So I'm assuming y'all guys would be down on a Samoa Joe?
I'll be down for any Shawn Michaels match.
But I mean, like, out of all the rumored
but
matches
not,
that
no,
he
no,
could
I'd
be
rather
in.
See him versus Styles or him versus Rollins.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than Samoa Joe, right? Who would you like to see him fight, Eric, the most? Styles or Rollins for me?
Probably Styles.
Yeah.
Rollins would be good. I think he could have an interesting match with Owens just because they're both kind of bigger guys that don't follow the big guy formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You mean Samoa Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Samoa Joe and Owens.
So should we take anything from this that he would rather face Samoa Joe than anybody else?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I would love for him to, like, because... Being in the Rumble, that doesn't really count as having, like, another match. You know what I mean? Like, he could be, like, number 30 in the Rumble. Like, they do it all the time with Legends. They come out, and they're in the Rumble for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Diamond Dallas Page had one of the greatest, like, legend entrant, like, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of a legend being in a Rumble. He fucking diamond cutted, like, five guys, including Bray Wyatt. You know, like, that was so cool. When he did that. Shawn Michaels could do that. You come in, you start super kicking everyone out of the ring.
Yeah.
He can't do that. That's Dolph
Ziggler's gimmick.
Because
you don't have to eliminate anyone big. You just, you know, your Titus O'Neil, your Xavier Woods,
exactly.
Your guys who you know are not going to fucking win.
Right.
Oh, like Brock
exactly.
Lesnar and Goldberg.
Like, why the fuck is Titus O'Neil in the fucking Rumble to begin with?
Now, it's always tradition for Kofi to have, like, some big, like, almost eliminated show presentation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they've been using the whole New Day the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they're going to do this year.
I want to see him jump to, like, the announce table.
Well. Over by the stage?
No, not that. No, like, I want to see him jump to, like, the announce table, you know, by the ring.
How the fuck does he get back
in,
though?
The table collapses, though?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But if he just jumps on it, then maybe if it does, who fucking cares?
I feel like getting back in would be much harder, though.
It would, but maybe someone puts chairs for him to, like, walk back to the ring or something. You know, that'd be cool.
I've never understood why.
Or he could go from there to the to the barricade and then jump from the barricade. He's done that before.
He's done that, yeah.
What I've never understood is I've never understood why someone hasn't hopped on 1 foot. Because it has to be 2 feet to hit the ground.
Right. Well, Shawn Michaels, did you ever watch Shawn Michaels' first Royal Rumble victory?
When he skinned the cat, 1 foot hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only 1 foot hit, so British Bulldog thought he won, but then he didn't.
But I mean, I see so many people when they get out, you know, they're trying to get back in. The floor's like hot lava, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you can hop on 1 foot. It's 2 feet that have to hit the ground.
I think it's just because they think it would look too silly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because then everyone would do it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess. Walk on your hands and knees something like that. So I got one more last piece of thing before we run on to fan questions.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll do these last two real quick. But this is Bleacher Report. They put out their NXT male and female rankings, prospect rankings, NXT. We all know Nakamura is number one, right? I think that's pretty easy. Everyone loves Nakamura.
Rankings for how popular they are?
Their rankings on what they see, how they see the prospects, right?
Okay.
So who do you think is number two behind Nakamura?
Rude.
No. Samoa Joe.
Oh.
Okay.
And Rude is not number three.
What? Who is?
Scott Dawson. He's part of...
Who took this?
The Revival?
This is a Bleacher Report. Yeah, part of the Revival. Bobby Rude is number four.
Okay.
They say strong heel promos, having fun with the current gimmick, dependable in the ring.
But who did this ranking? This is just what Bleacher Report did?
Bleacher Report, one of their big writers.
And they're saying these are the most popular wrestlers?
No, this is how they are ranking.
Oh, just ranking them in terms of talent?
Yeah, in terms of talent and how they see their future.
So Bobby Roode's number one.
No,
Bobby, but he is, though.
Yes.
He's number one.
Mm-hmm. So. Where would you rank Nakamura?
If it's my opinion,
if it's your opinion,
then I don't know. Not that high.
Not that. No. So they have 20 on the list. So you'd put him down number 20?
No, I wouldn't say number 20. I mean, I don't know.
No Way Jose is number 14 on this list.
I mean,
by the way.
Put him ahead of No Way Jose. I put Oney him ahead Lorcan of No Way Jose. Is, that's for sure.
Oney Lorcan is number 16.
I might put him ahead of Oney Lorcan.
Ty Dillinger is number 5 on the list. Johnny Gargano is number 6. I just thought it was interesting. But I think the more interesting one that you'll find is the female rankings.
Uh-huh.
And you've mentioned how much you like Liv Morgan. You think she's one of the top girls, right?
Right.
Where do you think she fits on this list? They rank 10.
8?
9.
Yeah, but this is, okay, this is Bleacher Report.
I'm just saying.
No, but yeah. Listen. Just like ESPN, they have a deal with WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So in reality, they're just putting whatever the fuck WWE wants them to put.
Maybe. It could be. And it might show because the...
WWE doesn't value Liv Morgan.
I'll tell you this. You'll probably shit your pants when you hear the number 3 lady. Do you want to take a stab at it? Or
Billie Kay?
Nope. Nikki Cross.
Okay, so one's Asuka.
Asuka.
Who's
Ember
two?
Moon.
Ember Moon.
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross.
Billie Kay.
No.
Peyton Royce.
No.
Aaliyah, Mandy Rose.
No. Mandy Rose is a better wrestler. Is a better wrestler than Liv Morgan.
I knew it. Yep. And then
she's awful. She's just super hot.
Then we have. Well, they say this is what they say
for Mandy Rose. She's hot. Shut up.
She's progressing in the ring.
Shut up.
Strong presence.
She has
star quality.
She's been on NXT twice.
I'm just telling you what they're saying.
She's been on TV
twice. I
knew
this would get them going. So then they have Daria Barnato is number 8. Liv Morgan, number 9. And then Daniel Camella as number 10. I don't know.
I don't remember who that is.
I don't remember who she is.
So let me see the list. Yeah. I'll rearrange it for you right now.
Look at him take the paper away from me.
Okay. Asuka and Ember Moon, 1 and 2. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
After that... It's Liv Morgan, number 4. Then Aaliyah, then Daria, then Peyton Royce, then Billie Kay, and then Mandy Rose, and then whoever the fuck Danielle is. But no, Billie Kay and Peyton Royce are really bad.
Okay. Well, this is just someone's opinion, and it's a pretty big website.
Whose opinion is it?
Pretty big website.
Is
Bleacher
there a name
Report.
On this report?
I'm sure
on
there
this
is. I didn't
Bleacher
get
Report.
I just said it's via Bleacher Report.
Okay.
We save ourselves that way.
All right.
So yeah. So Andrew's a little bit upset.
Thanks for rattling my cage, Josh.
No problem.
Poking him with a stick.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So there we go. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Oh, just 20 minutes of news? That's all you got? I'm just kidding. That was
good. Know you loved it.
That was good. All right, let's get to some fan questions. This one's for Casper Massey. Favorite wrestling attire of all time and now? So, favorite wrestling attire? I mean, The Undertaker has always looked the coolest.
Yeah, Undertaker always had a really good outfit.
Hmm.
What about right now? Who looks the coolest?
Me.
I like Finn Balor. Whatever he's in his
demon. That's true. That's cool.
Demon,
yeah, that's
mode.
Fair. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's about right. Yeah. Mark Maravillas, can Andrew announce his entry into the Royal Rumble as Chrisley, but in Josh's Mickey Mouse voice? I don't understand.
What the fuck?
I've already done it as Chrisley. I'm not, you know, maybe yeah, Josh could do
was,
it as his
that
Mickey
was like
Mouse
this. Uh-huh. I think it was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
You did that?
Daniel Hodge, would you like to see Finn Balor versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania?
Yes.
I guess. I mean, I really
maybe
just want
the I don't see it happening, but yeah.
I really just want The Undertaker to have his last match.
Well, if okay.
And if it's his last match, it should be against Cena, but, you know.
Well, let's say, like, The Undertaker's last match, he's going to put over whoever his last match is, right? And whoever wins against The Undertaker is going to probably get, you know, a massive push, right?
Yeah.
So who would you want to have that massive push? I think Finn Balor would be great.
I guess, yeah, Finn Balor. I mean, really, Finn Balor needs it more than Cena certainly fucking does.
Right?
Yeah, but I just think that's, it's, you know,
it's far-fetched, but I would love to see it.
Yeah. Narendra Bond, select one.
God, those entrances take like fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Narendra Bond, select one male and one female superstar that has the best body from each show. If Josh selects Nia Jax, please smack him in the head.
I was going to select Nia Jax.
Of course you were. Best male body, if we're not being homo gay. Like, no, like best body, no homo, Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins, yeah.
Like if I could have anyone's body on the roster, I would choose Seth Rollins' body.
Yeah.
Fair, because John Cena is way too overly
muscular.
Oh, no,
he's like the fucking Hulk. He's,
yeah.
It's too
have
much.
Have you seen him in that Amy Schumer
yes.
movie?
Yes, Trainwreck.
I see him
he's
all the
completely
time.
Completely naked.
I know.
And it looks like the Hulk. It's just weird.
Oh, man.
Like,
Nikki
he can't even fucking turn to wab his own ass.
Nikki had this horrible blow-up on Total Divas when they found out.
Blow-up doll?
No. When they found out that John Cena was going to do a sex scene in that movie, she was about to break up with John Cena.
They
over
don't even
it.
Kiss.
Maybe he is. Maybe
like,
he
they
did.
Barely even kiss in that scene.
They do. Well, she was upset. She was like, John Cena, you know, you didn't tell me, and, you know, it shows you don't
Total
trust
Divas
me.
This is fake, Josh.
That was real.
What does Nikki think they're really gonna fuck in the on the set? That's
she,
not how sex
I bet you she
happen.
Did like think that.
No, Josh. No.
She was really distraught. She was really distraught, and
that's
I could feel her pain.
Maybe because
he did the whole hanging the washcloth on the wiener thing. Maybe she was more.
She was more mad because she said that no one should be able to see my man naked but me. That's that. I almost said it in her kind of
maybe
flair
it's
too.
Because she knows that he's a chubby.
That's right. Yeah. So who has the best female body?
I already told you. Nia Jax.
Okay, but that's not true. So you wouldn't even fucking say that. You don't truly believe that.
I do mean that. No, I love the way Nia Jax looks. I think she's amazing.
If you could be with any diva, it'd be her.
Nia Jax.
Okay, Josh. Fuck off. Eric?
Why do you hate?
You're a troll.
Jesus.
That's
you're
right. Fuck your real opinions.
No,
she's the only woman I follow on Instagram.
Great, Eric.
I might
only woman
have
wrestler.
To say
well, I do
Lana,
follow Bayley,
but I think like Rusev has just destroyed that shit.
I changed my mind.
Well,
didn't Bayley.
Say who has
Bayley.
Like the nicest like vaginal lips? I mean, whether
no, but I mean. Probably Lana or Sasha.
I was going to say Sasha.
Bailey.
No, Bailey. Get the fuck out of here.
What?
Hello, little boy.
Yeah.
That guy's a rude.
Michael James Yates, when will Nakamura debut on the main roster and which brand will he drop the title to Rude? He better fucking drop the title to Rude.
I hope so.
If it's up to me, he never debuts on the main
but
roster.
We get this question asked every week. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe SmackDown?
I'll say never. He stays in NXT forever.
Do you really think that?
No.
No.
I hope that, sure.
I could see him going over on SmackDown, honestly.
I just don't think his wrestling style, it's not WWE style for sure. I just don't know that it would work on like SmackDown or Raw. But okay. Jay Iconic, if anyone from the NXT roster should wrestle Kurt Angle, who would it be?
From the NXT roster?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe him and Ty Dillinger could have a good match. But
yeah, maybe Ty Dillinger.
But that would be weird of Kurt Angle going to NXT to have a match.
Did he ever fight Bobby Roode in TNA?
I'm sure he did. He fought Joe.
I wonder how those matches went.
Yeah, Joe was like his first feud.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This is from Kane Was There. Push, fire, bury the belt. Divas, Universal, Cruiserweight.
Push the Divas.
No, what? The belt design?
No.
It's a butterfly.
Jesus, it's the Bratz title.
It is the Bratz title.
Have you seen the Cruiserweights?
The title.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all bad. That's the point of this
That's
thing.
Why you push the Divas.
No, the Divas is a butterfly. You fucking fire that.
Fire the butterfly.
You bury
title.
The Cruiserweight.
Yes.
And then the Universal Championship, even if it is bad, it's still better looking than those two.
True. Fact.
Which is sad.
I disagree vehemently.
There's plenty of horrible looking belts in WWE.
You push the Divas always.
No. Adam Wilson, if Josh had one day to live, what would he do? Fondle Ryback's balls. It gets better.
No homo.
It gets better. Fuck a Little Caesar's pizza.
What?
Get Bronco Bustered by Nia Jax or binge watch Total Divas.
Oh my God.
What do you do, Josh? What do you do?
Oh, Jesus.
It depends.
You have one day to live.
Have I already seen all the episodes of Total Divas, or am I like binge watching a marathon that I haven't seen? If so, I would binge watch Total Divas.
That would be your choice?
Yeah.
Wait, you wouldn't want to get Bronco Bustered by Nia Jax? I thought you wanted to...
No, I wouldn't want her to sit on my face.
Oh. You wouldn't fuck a Little Caesar's pizza?
No.
And you wouldn't rope Ryback's nuts?
No, I'd watch the... I mean, I'm... dude...
All right, let's say Total Divas is out of the question. Let's say it's just those three choices.
Yeah.
Fuck a pizza, fondle Ryback's balls, or get Bronco Bustered by Nia Jax.
Bronco Busted by Nia Jax.
All right.
Yeah.
You're going to have a concussion, I think. You're going to have multiple concussions.
That would be awful, too, because I would want to remember it.
Okay. Adam Wilson, he also asks, who do you feel were the top three managers and tag teams of all time? We've
top
done this
three
before.
Three managers, Heyman, Bobby Heenan.
Oh,
not Paul Ellering.
Paul Ellering.
Yeah, that's good.
She was a manager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
she
was just a ballet manager, whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Jason Deerham, what's the best entrance music for crowd participation? His example is Kurt Angle, you suck. Is that it?
Cena's is good.
Do they mean like for fans to add their own stuff to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was about to say like crowd participation, like
you
Ty Dillinger, the tin stuff gets... It's a lot.
And then John Cena sucks.
Yeah.
I think, or Daniel Bryan's yes.
Or whenever Roman Reigns' music hits and you get the massive boos.
Yeah, but that's like Daniel Bryan's yes, I think would count. I'd say it's Kurt Angle because that's like when like crowd participation during a entrance song, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that was like the first one I can remember.
Now, you can might be able to answer this, Eric, since you're a big Kurt Angle fan. Why do they chant that? Because isn't he great?
Because now it's just fun too.
No. Well, Josh didn't watch. When he was a heel, they chanted that at
him. Edge started that.
Yeah.
He was a heel?
Yes.
Oh. I thought he was like a gold medal wearing good guy.
No,
always.
He actually got the Rocky Maivia treatment. They debuted him as a face. They booed him out of the fucking arena, and then he had to be a heel because they kept booing him.
Wait, what was he as when he was with Stone Cold? I remember him as with the milk drinking and all that stuff. I thought he was a good guy.
He eventually then got super over with the crowd and became face.
Oh, yes. So now they just chanted that ironically.
Right.
Oh, assholes.
But then they kind of changed it to when like Kurt Angle would come out second, and then when the crowd would chant, you suck, Kurt Angle would point to the wrestler in the ring. So it's like, oh, they're saying it to you. You suck. They try to like turn it around. But
okay.
Yeah.
That's entertaining.
Yeah. And then Jason Deerham says, which wrestler had the most entrance songs? I'm thinking Triple H. And I think you're right for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
DX, Evolution.
Yeah. Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
1-2, this one! And then the game, and then the other game,
the King
alternate.
Of Kings.
Yeah, yeah, so that's a lot.
Which one's your favorite?
The one he uses now, like when he wrestles, I think's the
it's
best.
It's time to play.
I mean, you know, I do love the DX song, but in terms of Triple H coming out by himself, you know, yeah.
He's the one that did the break it down, break it down.
What?
Is he the one that had the break it down music?
That's DX.
That's yeah, yeah, that's the one that
I mean,
I liked.
A lot of them had that song.
Well, I mean, he used it too. That's yeah. the one that I enjoyed.
Right. Carell Johnson, what would make Josh more sad? Little Caesars goes out of business or Nia Jax gets married? Hashtag, we need answers.
I would be sad if Nia Jax got married.
Bronster.
I'm really hoping that rumor's not true. I've been following her Instagram, and I haven't seen her.
So what is it? Little Caesars goes out of business or Nia Jax gets married?
Nia Jax getting married. For sure. That
so
would
fuck
make me,
Little Caesars, then.
That would make me totally sad.
But...
I
but
follow
in reality, her. You can't get Nia Jax. In reality,
I'm holding out hope.
You can get Little Caesars.
I might see her at
you
the Royal Rumble.
You can go get a $5 hot and ready.
I might see her at the Royal Rumble. So maybe I can like accidentally trip her. Like, you know, but then I'll be like, oh, my bad. I didn't mean to. And that I'll pick her up and then we'll hug.
And then she was like, it's okay because I'm a monster. I'll just eat you.
Stop talking about my woman that way, Andrew.
Okay.
That is awful.
Because I'm a monster.
You guys are awful. Well, I'm going to marry Nia Jax one day. We're going to have a big old happy family.
Can I come to the wedding?
You can.
That's okay. I don't want to. Mick Lockyer, what's most likely to happen first? Eva Marie returns before... Oh, what's just most likely to happen? Eva Marie returns before Mania. Jinder Mahal suspended for wellness policy violation. And or Shaq enters the Rumble. Most likely. Ooh.
I'm going to say Jinder Mahal gets
suspended.
I'm going to say
Shaq enters the fucking Rumble, sadly.
Really? You think that could happen?
San Antonio. Yes.
Interesting.
He fucking was in the Andre the Giant Rumble, and they have to set up that Big Show feud somehow. Maybe Shaq eliminates Big Show in the Rumble.
Oh. Oh, and then he wins the title.
That's it. Yeah, he wins the title.
WrestleMania. I'm going to go with Jinder Mahal.
This runs from CJ. Would Josh purposely lose a kiss my ass match with Nia Jax so he can get all up in that mountain of fat rolls and cellulite she's packing back there?
Fuck, man. Jesus.
All right, you don't have to answer that. I guess the answer is yes.
You know what? I just want to know, why do people hate on Nia Jax so much?
She's a monster.
No, fuck you.
I'm a monster.
Fuck you. I'm wrapping up this paper.
You're
I'm
just
gonna
asking
Andrew.
For it, Josh.
She is a beautiful lady. Tell
Josh,
me you don't see
violent.
Her body
you're,
and you don't see
you're
beautiful.
You're getting violent. I don't. Do
oh
you, Eric?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is awful.
She's got a nice face.
See? Look at that. She's
body.
Beautiful.
He said body. He said body.
She's beautiful.
Sounds like
no
comment.
The body to the body.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful lady.
Dave Swiss. Best podcast of the year was the all-time draft. Everyone who jumps in my car, it gets played to them. Any thoughts for another draft show this year? Maybe 10 rounds, greatest tag teams? Yeah, maybe. We'll figure something out. We'll do some draft at some point. That'll be cool. And then Dave says, if they combine WWE and NXT women wrestlers, who do you think there's enough talent for a 20 women Royal Rumble?
No.
No, there's still not.
Because Nia Jax would run through all of them.
Exactly, Josh, yeah.
Because she's a monster.
Because she's a monster.
Y'all guys are awful.
Andre.
Y'all would not say that to her real face.
Yeah, I would. And then I'd run away. Andre Norat, Push Fire Barry, Tag Team Edition. Too cool, three minute warning, or TNA?
I don't know
push Too Cool.
What the fuck is TNA?
It was Test
and
Albert
with Trish as
with,
their manager.
With Trish as the manager.
Oh, tits and ass. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would bury TNA and then fire 3 minute warning. Yeah. They were only there for like what, a week?
Plus
like
I met them and they were fucking assholes.
Who's 3 minute warning?
Umaga and
Rosie and Jamal.
Wasn't that one of them Umaga, right?
One of them became Umaga and the other one was the superhero in training.
Isn't That's Umaga dead?
Shit.
Yeah, Umaga's dead. Yeah, the superhero in training is Roman Reigns' brother.
Yeah.
So it was Roman Reigns' brother and Umaga.
The Hurricane?
No, not the Hurricane, no.
Oh.
He became like the Hurricane's partner.
Yeah.
Ooh. It was bad.
With Mighty Molly.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was really bad.
So bad.
Jack Bruffel, has Josh seen the Nia Jax modeling shots? She looks good. Oh, might yeah. even make oh, Andrew yeah. change his mind about her. Yeah, Josh I've showed them me all. Them, and I still might no.
That's why I follow her on Instagram, because every once in a while she'll throw a Throwback Tuesday on there, or Throwback Thursday, excuse me, and they're amazing.
I didn't change my mind, no. I saw the photos, and my mind is still made up.
Andrew is just Andrew's
opinion,
just doing this as a gimmick.
My opinion
this
is that
gimmick
she's
to
a
hate.
Monster.
His gimmick is to hate Nia Jax. His real-life opinion is he likes Nia Jax.
Oh, okay, so this your gimmick is to love Ryback, but in reality you hate him?
Ryback is a great competitor.
See,
what does that make you think of?
It makes me think of a lot of things.
Oh, God. Nia Jax doing squats? Is that hot to you, Josh?
I'll tell you one thing. I do enjoy a woman that's working out.
You do.
That's why I go to the gym so often. I don't work out ever.
You just go and watch them?
Yeah, sometimes I'll just like push a bar just gently.
Yeah, and then Nia Jax comes in. She's like, I'm a monster!
No makeup, Nia Jax?
Oh, no, don't do that.
I'm a monster!
Is she still pretty,
she looks
Josh?
Great.
Oh, fuck you. All right. One more week until the Royal Rumble.
I'm a monster!
Yeah.
I'm a monster.
Fucking every girl looks real and natural. I think she's beautiful.
She looks like a monster. I'm a monster.
Y'all guys are
I just
want to
keep saying this.
Hey, look at this video of Charlotte doing the fucking Macarena.
What the?
This is on Naya's account.
What is happening?
Now that's ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so one more week till the Royal Rumble. We'll all be there. Until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. You can also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our WWE Bad Lip Reading videos and all the pay-per-view recaps at youtube.com/ShaftedCinemaPisano.
I'll do that.
Okay, good. And then you can check out our website, what's wrong with wrestling.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. Josh is at Mr. Joshua. And
thank you very much, Andrew. I appreciate the plug. It's not often that I get a plug around here, so I appreciate whenever
every
it does
episode.
Happen. Don't forget, you can also follow me on Instagram.
God,
at I am Mr. Joshua.
Okay, and then
I haven't set up a. Okay. Yeah, well, we'll
great.
Talk about
it. You can also
one.
Follow Eric at Eric What's Wrong on Twitter. And then
he's a great
awesome
follow. I love following him. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't follow
one of
Andrew.
One of our fans says my Instagram is dope.
So. Oh, it's dope?
Dope.
Dope.
As in, like, you post pictures of weed?
Sometimes.
I posted one. Yeah. When I was in Denver.
Yeah. It was
failing
legal
a wellness test.
Yes. So for push firing, burying Instagram accounts, pushing Eric's Instagram. Wait, no. Push my... Okay.
Oh, nope. My God, Josh. Anyways, also, you can donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Even if it's $1, $1 helps. So that would be awesome. And you can
$1 keeps the doctor away.
Also, buy a t-shirt on booster.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got the Roman Reigns parody shirt.
Yeah.
Kick out, spear, pin, repeat. So make sure you pick one of those up. There's only a few days left to get that. So do it.
Do it. Do it now.
Yes.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.